Hello, my name is Mark Yodagawa, and this is my Inclusivity Podcast. I've worked in the Richmond School District for over 26 years as both an EA and an upper intermediate teacher. After listening to Shelley Moore's 5-minute podcast called Just Let Them Eat Cake, I'm reminded of my experience as an EA and how I was utilized in the classroom setting. Shelley Moore is a Canadian educator and expert on special education. She has an amazing way of using metaphors to bring understanding about the importance of inclusivity in the classroom. In her podcast, Just Let Them Eat Cake, she describes how in the past, inclusivity supports mirrored a medical model of treatment. If you have an illness or an emergency, you get help from the doctor. Her metaphor for the school is if you fail at something, you get the cupcake that fixes it. If you need reading support, you eat a reading cupcake. If you need math support, a math cupcake. But you don't get to eat from the cupcake unless you have evidence that you need it. In other words, you have to fail first. As an EA in the school district, I saw this firsthand. Students would come in, receive an IEP, and get an EA. As more students came into the classroom, EAs found themselves stretched more and more. Shelley suggests that instead of cupcakes, we need a layered cake approach, a cake that supports all the learners and their diverse needs. The size of the cake depends on the needs of the community. It's about equity, not equality. The key to this model is you don't need to fail to receive support. If you're in the community, you can partake in the cake. It is clear that the cupcake model doesn't work. So Shelley Moore poses two very important questions. How are our supports being used currently? And what can we do to increase the availability of the supports to all students? How can we make it more universal? Obviously, these answers aren't easy to find, but as educators, we need to continuously look at our practice, look at our schools, look at our classrooms, and find ways to improve the supports that we have in place, or find ways of creating new ones. Thank you for listening. This is Mark Yodagawa on inclusivity in the classroom.